I'm Acacia Jarvis from Dallas, Texas, and you're listening to Soundcheck from WNYC.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. In the background is the song Kids Don't Follow by the recently reunited Minneapolis band The Replacements. Tomorrow night, New Yorkers, and quite possibly even our listeners from Detroit and beyond, will hear a mighty roar coming from the east when the loud and rowdy band plays at Forest Hills Stadium in Queens. Leading another famously loud band on the bill is one kid who did follow The Replacements, Craig Finn, leader of the band The Hold Steady. He has returned to the Soundcheck studio to talk about The Replacements with us. Craig, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
So we asked you to pick some of your favorite songs by this band, and we can hear some of them in a moment, but listeners can find your mixtape on our website at soundcheck.org. But let me start with just like a really basic question. Why are The Replacements important?
I think The Replacements are important because they kind of combined sort of that early 80s punk rock and even a nod to hardcore with very vulnerable, sensitive lyrics. And they showed both sides. And they're in the American underground. They weren't just all bluster or all hard, but they really kind of had a huge range of human emotions. I think that's why they're important.
So as I mentioned, you're playing, you and the Hold Steady are playing with the Replacements at Forest Hills Stadium in Queens, but you just got back from playing with them back in your old home stomping grounds there in Minnesota. How'd it go?
It went really great. I mean, it was one of the few shows in a long time that I've been really nervous for, and there were a lot of people. There's 14,000 people there. It sold out in about 10 minutes, and there was a lot of drama about people trying to get in, and it was all very exciting, and we played well, which was great, and I wanted it to go really well, and then I got to watch The Replacements, who played not only a fantastically tight set and seemed to be in good spirits, but the set list was just fantastic. I think they hit all the songs I wanted to.
Well, now let me ask you this. Is it really The Replacements?
I think so. I mean, you know, one of the guys you'd like to see there isn't alive anymore, Bob Stinson.
Bob Stinson.
And, you know, Chris Marrs left the band before they actually broke up. So I think when you have Paul and Tommy, you have The Replacements. Now, a lot of people
are
going
to... That's Paul Westerberg.
Yeah, and Tommy Stinson.
And Tom Stinson.
A lot of people are going to disagree with me, and I think they're right to have their own opinion. But I think this is a great celebration of the songs of The Replacements, and it's Replacements enough for me.
So did they play Color Me Impressed?
They played Color Me Impressed.
Tell me why this is on your playlist of essential Replacements songs.
When I first got into The Replacements, I was playing tennis with this kid, and he said, hey, if you like the Ramones, you should check out this band, The Replacements. And I went out and got Hootenanny. It was the first album I got. I was the newest one at the time, and this was my favorite song from the record, so I guess it was my first favorite Replacement song. Everybody at your party.
The Replacements, Color Me Impressed, from their 1983 album, Hootenanny. An early favorite of my guest, Craig Finn, lead singer of the band The Hold Steady. The Hold Steady and the reformed Replacements are performing along with the band Deer Tick. It's a triple bill tomorrow night at Forest Hills Stadium here in New York. When you played recently with the Replacements back in Minnesota, it was at the St. Paul Saints old ball field, right?
Yeah, Midway Stadium it's called, and it was actually the last event I think they're ever going to do there. They're going to tear it down because they have a new stadium. So that kind of added to the, I don't know, the atmosphere of the whole evening.
So they're a Minnesota band, as the Hold Steady was at the beginning. But unlike the Hold Steady, where you guys have been Brooklyn-based for so long now, the Replacements have always maintained that kind of Midwestern identity. How important was that for you as a kid?
It was very important because I always thought, and I've said this a million times, I never knew anyone that looked like Steven Tyler from Aerosmith, but I knew a lot of guys that looked like Paul Westerberg. So when I saw the Replacements the first time, I thought, God, I could do this. This is something that's kind of possible. And I think a lot of people felt like that. And, you know, in things were just in the 80s, you know, prior to the internet, I think things were more regional. And so the Replacements were, growing up there, ours the same way like a sports team was.
Right. And so what was the scene like there? Who else was circulating around the time the Replacements were getting going?
Well, I was in high school, so I was a little outside of it. But I would certainly, from my knowledge, Husker Du and Soul Asylum were the other two big bands. You had the Jayhawks and bands like the Magnolias, Babes in Toyland. But I think Husker Du and the Replacements were the big ones.
Yeah. So there was a thriving scene, you know, a kind of satellite scene to the punk music that was happening in New York and had already moved to the West Coast. But it wasn't just a kind of, as you said before, it's not just a rush of youthful exuberance. There's like...
No,
wide array of emotions here,
and all those bands mentioned there was sort of a focus on songs. You know, I mean, Husker Du and the Replacements both seemed to be writing writing really good songs that they played at big loud volumes and sometimes fast tempos.
Right, and even like the title of the Replacements' 1981 album, "Sorry Ma, Forgot to Take Out the Trash."
I always think that it's possible the Replacements were the first real self-deprecating band. And I think it's kind of funny when you see like Nirvana and the Loser t-shirts that came out some years later. I always kind of tie that back to the Replacements being like, they always kind of were saying, well, we aren't that good. Why would you like us? And there was most bands before that I knew about were kind of like, we're awesome.
Right.
We're the best.
Right, right. This song, I'm in Trouble, from your list of Replacements favorites. This is from that album.
Yeah, and it's also the first 7-inch they put out before their first album. And I think it just has a great Westerberg lyric. You're in love and I'm in trouble. It sounds like he's not totally in control of what's going to happen next.
Replacements, early Replacements. I'm in Trouble, released on their 1981 album, Sorry Ma, Forgot to Take Out the Trash. The Replacements, formed in 1979, broke up in 91. A recently reunited version of the Replacements, now playing, played recently, along with the Hold Steady in Minnesota. They are playing on Friday, tomorrow night, at Forest Hills Stadium here in New York. Craig Finn, the lead singer of the Hold Steady and lifelong Replacements fan, is with us on Soundcheck, helping make us all a little smarter about this Minnesota band that was so important to him and to so many other people. The idea that... You know, fans could say Replacements suck and mean it in a good way. So it goes to what you were talking about just a moment ago.
Yeah, and also they didn't always show up and deliver the tightest performances. Sometimes they'd kind of give you reason to say that. I mean, the first time I saw them, I'd never seen a band that sort of felt like finishing songs was optional. They'd start songs and fade out. They try to play songs they didn't know, and it was different than what I'd seen before out of bands.
Now, the late Bob Stinson, what was he wearing the first time you saw the band?
Oh, I don't remember, but usually something loud and some sort of a lot of time kind of overall type things, but his costumes could get wild and flamboyant, and he was a crazy player. I mean, he would just go, he was just out.
Yeah, and would eventually start wearing a dress.
Yeah, oftentimes he wore a dress. I never saw him live when he wore a dress, but I've seen a lot of photos.
So what was it like for you to actually, you know, I mean, you've been in the business now a long mm-hmm. time, the Hold Steady have a place in the indie rock pantheon, but there you are. You know, at St. Paul's, the Saints Stadium, with the Replacements. What was that like for you?
I mean, it's felt full circle in something because, I mean, there's a lot of hyperbole, but I can honestly say the Replacements changed my life. I heard that band and I said, I think that this is what I want to do and I think I can. I can at least try. So it was a really, it was emotional at times. And there's certain songs they played, Bastards of Young being one, that I got kind of emotional.
Yeah. What is your all-time favorite Replacement song?
My all-time favorite song is I Will Dare by the Replacements. And it's just, I love it. It's the first song off my favorite record by theirs, Let It Be. And I still remember kind of when I heard it, it was the fall of my eighth grade year. And I think it's incredibly romantic, the idea, if you will dare, I will dare. Meaning, the idea that falling in love is a really brave thing.
Yeah. And also, listen to the difference in the sound. This is now, what, 1984?
84. So and you know, this is a very poppy, kind of cool, very, very cool. I always feel cool when I listen to this song.
Let's listen to it then. I Will Dare from the album Let It Be by The Replacements. Replacements from their album Let It Be and a song called I Will Dare. If you want to hear Craig Finn's full playlist of essential songs by The Replacements, it's on our website at soundcheck.org. Craig is the lead singer of The Hold Steady. They are performing with The Replacements at Forest Hills Stadium here in Queens this weekend, along with the band Deer Tick. And Craig is talking us through the essential Replacements. It strikes me that Let It Be is just 1 year after Hootenanny. And yeah. And it's just a quantum leap between those two. What happened?
I don't know. You know, I wonder if maybe there was just that much time on the road or that much time with instruments or maybe just listening to different things or confidence. But, I mean, Let It Be, like Hootenanny, has a lot of different types of things on it, you know? I think Let It Be is amazing to me because on the second side, you have Unsatisfied and 16 Blue, which are these very sad, melancholy, sensitive songs, as well as you have the song Gary's Got a Boner, which is a brash, like Ted Nugent kind of riff. It still shows all the things they do.
Right. What do you make of them titling the album Let It Be?
I think it's sort of their own. They always had a sense of humor, and the fact that on the cover they're on the roof, I think, kind of ties it all together.
Right. So, but this is a band that, you know, did not actually seek out the spotlight in a big way.
It did not seem like it. In fact, they might have shunned it. You know, it seemed like there were moments when they were set to kind of grab the brass ring and intentionally might have sabotaged that. But that's part of their charm.
What did you make of the controversy that arose in some circles when the Replacements, this kind of avatar of indie ethos and DIY aesthetic, signed to a major label?
Well, I was pretty young to understand it as an affront. I thought, God, you know, they're doing great. I was excited for them. I thought it was sort of a good thing and a tap on the shoulder from the big guys in New York, so to speak. And they came out and made a great record, Tim. So I was all happy, and even though I'd been a fan for a few years, the first time I ever saw him was in the 7th Street Entry on the Tim album release shows. So I have kind of a personal connection to that record that way.
And that's the one that Tommy Ramone produced.
Yeah. I just remember them coming out and saying our new album's called Tim and thinking, well, that's ridiculous, you know? The album has a name. His name's Tim. I think that was just part of, oh, there they are. Still had their sense of humor intact.
Right. And the video they did for Bastards of Young was kind of an example of that.
Yeah, just a shot of the speaker on a stereo. You know, kind of they had to make a video, so they did.
Well, Craig Finn of The Hold Steady will be performing with his idols, The Replacements, The Hold Steady, Deer Tick, and The Replacements tomorrow night at Forest Hills Stadium here in New York in Queens. And Craig, this has been great fun going through the history of this band with you.
Thanks. It was really fun for me, too.
And why don't we leave our listeners with something from Tim? Tell us about Left of the Dial.
Left of the Dial is kind of almost as a phrase has taken on to mean something like, you know, underground or alternative music. I love it because it has one of Westerberg's great phrases when he sort of his wordplay where he says playing makeup, wearing guitar. Which is instead of wearing makeup, playing guitar. Right. I always thought that was a great line.
And I like the title Left of the Dial because it is the traditional location of public radio stations right across the country. Craig, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. Stay connected by subscribing to the Soundcheck podcast on iTunes. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and download the new WNYC mobile app for free. See you next time. I'm John Schaefer.